and his wife, you know, the Yankees were after the cotton.
Yes, ma'am.
And she had the slaves cover 100 bales of cotton with cotton seed. You see, they didn't use cotton seed for anything at that time. And the Yankees walked right over with this 100 bales of cotton, and that's what put him on his feet again. After the war, they shipped it to New Orleans by boat, of course. Got $1 a pound for it. And he said, that daddy said, and this old nigger woman that was slave for that of theirs at the time,
mm-hmm.
would tell us she'd come to the house and talk to daddy for the hour and tell him about things, you know, that happened. And she told about that too, that's what she did, that she had thought about having the seed, you know, cover up the cotton, and they just thought it's a pile of seed, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And just walked over it and left it, didn't even burn. You know, it was burning all the cotton. So that was what she had. They had to start out on.
And managed to save 100 bales of
it. Yeah, all right.
And he got $1 a pound?
He got $1 a pound for it. And shipped, no, that was, after the war.
That was a very good price.
Oh, it certainly was just an unusually good price.
Yeah.
But of course, they didn't have any, you see, at that time.
That was a lot of money if it was 100 bales. It what, 1,000 pounds a bale?
No, about between 400 and 500 pounds. Your average bale would be around 450, something like that.
I'm figuring that at about $100,000.
Well, I don't know how much you brought. I never figured it up. But he sold out here and moved to Bolivar County. And he bought property up there.
$40,000.
Mm-hmm.
That right?
Well, that was a lot of money, you know. That isn't anything now, but it sure was.
Well, he died some even then.
Yeah, well, that's right.
But
he had not. And this, you know, people talk about how mean the people were to the slaves and all that. But I had this woman that worked for me. It was a daughter of this woman, this slave that you was my grandparents' slave.
Yes, ma'am.
She and her husband. And this woman, she would tell us how good they were to them. That you couldn't say that they had to live the right kind of lives. They had to go to church. They had to do just right. And I asked a younger one after a long time after that. I said, "Do you think your people have improved in morals since slavery time?" She says, "Oh, Miss Lee," said, "don't," she worked at school, said, "don't mention it," said, "they've just gone backwards when it comes to that." So, as I said, they, you know, I wouldn't watch Roots. Did you watch it?
I saw a little of it. No.
I wouldn't watch it because so much of it was not true.
I was kidding.
Oh, I just couldn't stand it. I couldn't, I said, they watched it over the house. I said, "Well, I'm not going to watch it with you. I tell you, I'll go home and watch something else. I'm not going to watch it because I know it isn't true." And just pictured it. And of course, I know some of them were mistreated. I'll grant you that.
Mm-hmm.
That was done on the plantation. Because there were a lot of men that, whether the people on the place, they had share hands, you see, they had share crops. After the war and everything, and after they had they started farming differently, they would have, and if they made money, they didn't get it because they took it away from them. Well, now that wasn't right. That's stealing. And if he was black, he had no business being stolen from. And I think that was why my daddy and my brothers, nobody, none of them ever had any trouble getting any land. Because they felt like if they were black, they were human beings and they should be treated like that.
Mm-hmm.